Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody.
Let's get it on.
This is the Camaro Z28.com podcast number 63.
No crap. Sweet.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And here we are yet another week for another episode of the great podcast. We actually got an agenda today.
Yeah,
you kind of wrote it down, you know.
Yep, this is kick-ass coffee.
How's that coffee?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Storyville Coffee. They sent me a sample of it just to give it a try. Good stuff, man.
Heck yeah.
It was dated like just a few days ago. That's when it was roasted and bagged and all that junk. And grind it up, drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're hyper.
Oh.
Good to go.
Love it. We got some cool
stuff to cover today. First thing, Chris.
Yes?
You set up a new service with our podcast here.
I sure did.
So here, picture this scenario. You're bored at work. You can't fool around on the internet and you can't put headphones on. So what do? You pick up the phone and you call what number, Chris?
Area code 650-644-1939.
And what does that get them?
It gets our podcast right on your cell phone.
Or on your desk phone.
On your desk phone, cell phone, whatever. You're driving in the car on the way home. Oh, damn, I forgot to download the newest episode.
Ba-bam!
You just call it up.
Right. Or if, like, going back to that, you're bored at your desk and the boss is lurking around. You could pick up the phone and say, no, bye. I said bye. But you're really listening to the,
yeah.
the podcast. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it's free. It's only costs the normal toll charge, you know.
Right. You can use the pound key and the asterisk to back up, rewind through the podcast, and our newest episode will always be available there.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, like, if you could get cell signal, you can listen to the podcast anywhere.
Heck yeah.
That's right. We're going to infiltrate your lives. We're going to become the Microsoft of podcasts.
Sweet. How's that coffee? Still good?
Love
still
that warm? Coffee. Yeah, a little bit. Good enough. It's loaded with sugar and cream, so.
Cool.
I'm a little hyped up. Let's go. Chris, you got some GM news for us.
Yep. Got some more GM news today.
Hit me.
Well, President Bush sat down with the three automotive CEOs today.
I hate politics. All right, what'd they say?
Not a whole bunch.
Moving right along.
Basically, they agreed to have more meetings. And that's about it. They acknowledged the problems in the automotive world, especially with healthcare.
That's a big issue.
I thought the coolest part of the whole article was that the CEOs drove up in their own vehicles, their alternative fuel or whatever they call it, hybrid vehicles.
Dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Brown nosing.
And they didn't even let them park in front of the White House. They had to park them around back.
You mean Wagner didn't drive like an H2 getting 9 miles per gallon? You know, drive up the steps of the White House to the door?
No. He drove a Saturn Green Line.
How quaint.
Yeah.
How
I think Mulally drove like a Ford, what are those? Either Escape or Explorer hybrid, and then Lasorda from Chrysler drove their new Sebring.
I thought they stopped making those.
Well, I guess they're going to be making them again.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, what can you do? So they just said, hey, good talking to you guys. Let's talk again.
Yep. Lasted about like 55 minutes to an hour.
And we just covered it in about a minute and a half.
Yep. That's it.
Well, at least this shows progress.
Yep.
So you said we had an agenda.
Yeah, we have an agenda today.
All right.
You even wrote it down, so we know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. I didn't really quite go through the cycle.
But you have the agenda over there, and I can't read it, so you got to tell me what we're going to do next.
Well, next is your little project.
Oh, my little project. It's not really my idea. Somebody posted in the podcast forum in response to, I think it was our survey.
Yeah, what do you want to see in our future podcast?
And
right?
I'm kind of taking it and twisting it, and they wanted us to call Chevrolet dealerships and tell them we had, like, 500 people ready to buy a Camaro and what kind of discount they can give us and stuff like that. But I thought we would just get you guys some real, genuine information as to what Chevrolet dealers are actually saying about the Camaro. So why don't we call a few?
If we gotta, go ahead.
Okay, this should be fun.
All right, dial it up.
This is completely off the cuff.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling Community Chevrolet.
New car sales, please.
Yes, hold on.
She sounded nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, can we broadcast this music?
I don't know.
Sue us. I can't believe you're doing this.
At Community Chevrolet, we want our relationship
with you. Yeah, good afternoon, sales department. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Chris and Jason. Yes, we're calling from the CZ Camaro podcast.
Yes,
and we're just calling to see if you have any information on the new Chevrolet Camaro that's going to be released in 2009.
We do have brochures and stuff handy here. Can I mail it somewhere?
Oh, no, we're just actually calling just to get some information from you off the phone.
We actually don't have all the information here yet.
Oh, okay. Are you guys taking
deposits? The best bet would be, sir, the website.
The website?
The Camaros, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And, sir, the best website on the planet would be, of course,
CamaroZ28.com.
You got it, punk. At least it was nice, pleasant.
Yeah, he was very nice and pleasant.
No BS, huh?
Yeah.
Good deal.
Didn't sound like he had too much information, so.
But you know what? He didn't say, oh, yeah, sure, come on down. We'll sell you a car. Yeah, we'll put you in this little number 8. Okay, I know.
And at least he offered to try and mail something to me, too.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
Considering that, you know, we're not in the same state.
Yeah. We picked these completely random.
Yeah, pretty much.
And on the other side of the United States from us because they're still open.
Yeah, all of them are closed around here today.
Okay, let me try the next one
here.
Oh,
God. Here we go.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yeah,
when you
no
complete
kidding.
Your question, please stay on the line to participate in a quick survey to help us serve you better.
I'm taking points off.
No kidding.
On the survey.
This dealer's not even answering their damn phone.
I guess they don't want to sell new cars.
I guess not.
I wanted to take the survey.
Yeah, what's up with that?
How was your call? It sucked. All right, got another one?
Yeah.
All right, one more.
I got one more here.
And here we go again.
Thank you for calling Maxson Chevrolet.
New car sales, please.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's all messed up. Sounds like bad rap music.
Oh my God. This is horrible sounding. Good God.
One more, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody running a washing machine.
Jeez.
Just not place.
You betcha.
Hello, this is Thomas Andrews. May I serve you and help you today?
Hi, Thomas. This is Chris and Jason calling from the CZ Podcast, and we're calling in regards to the 2009 Chevrolet Camaro, and we're wondering if you guys have any information on it yet.
Well, the information is that we'll be getting those in about a year and a half from now. And with the body style is, you know, drastically changed and everything, and we have a lot of people calling about them. You know, we've seen a prototype several times. I looked at a presentation about a week ago on the one that is the prototype design. They do have a body of it. And they've had some pictures out of it. But that's the most that we know. There seems to be a lot of interest on it.
Yeah, there sure is. Are you guys taking deposits or anything like that on the cars yet?
Okay, hold on one second. First, tell me your name.
My name is Chris.
And you want to know if we're taking deposits?
Yeah.
Why don't you hold on a second? I'm going to go and find out.
Okay.
Yeah, just hold on. I'm just lay the phone down. I'll be right back.
Sure thing.
Okay. Chris.
Yes.
In the last 6 days, you're about the ninth person that's called and requested to leave a deposit. And at this time, they will not accept deposits.
Okay, great.
Okay. Now, can I have a phone number from you?
No, I was actually just calling for the information. That was it.
Well, I went and got it for you. You got to give me credit for that.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
not taking
cool.
deposits.
Playing by the rules.
Exactly.
Leveling, making sure the playing field is
good
level.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. And like I said, there wasn't any, yeah, come on down. We'll put you in this little number right here. You get there and they say, you said Corsica, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was, yeah. That was a neat experiment. Maybe yeah. we'll...
That was just a completely random, yeah. Random, you know, gathering of some Chevrolet dealerships I just picked out of Google.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
Very cool. Speaking of phone calls,
yeah,
I think we better tell everybody how to get a hold of us if they want to start asking us for questions and
okay.
Pumping us for information. Here it is.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Yeah, let's hear from you.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been awfully quiet from you guys.
And we got some more hang-ups this week, too.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks a lot. Nice and rude. Jerks. I'm going to start calling you guys at like 3 in the morning and hanging up on you.
Yeah, I'll just get a list of all the hang-up numbers, and we'll just keep calling them back.
Yeah, we do have caller ID. There is that new invention. You guys know that, don't you? We know who you are.
That's right.
Damn, this coffee's good. I'm hyped up.
Cool.
So, hey, yeah, you guys probably noticed that we got some new forums that we created. We talked about this in last week's podcast, and, well, you probably know about it by now, but just in case it's new to you, we expanded the 2009 and 5th generation Camaro forum into... more forums,
yep.
I guess, you know, to kind of narrow things down. We also added a fuel and ignition and an exhaust section in the specific technical section forums.
You betcha.
Long deserved, I think, because a lot of guys would have, you know, exhaust questions and they
specific,
wouldn't know where to post them because they could fall in any of the categories if there was general enough. So.
Right.
And that's just the beginning, man. We got a lot of cool plans that are going to have to come up sooner or later. And they're in the works. It's just in the background behind the scenes. And
yep.
Pay no attention to that dude behind the curtain there. Whatever they said in that stupid movie.
Yeah, okay. So.
Chris, tell us about the contest. I'm tired of talking.
Okay, the contest. Well, you placed the link that you want people to put in their signatures. And I've noticed that people are doing it.
Yeah.
And they're doing it on a bunch of different sites,
too. I just completely put you on the spot.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's in the podcast section. That's where I put it, right?
In the podcast
yeah,
section.
Right, right. Yeah.
And so you put this link in your signature, and we're going to pick one, and we're going to give you a free iPod.
That's right. And that's just one of 6 contests that we have, correct?
That's right. This is month 6. Number 1.
We have 6 or 5?
We have 6.
Sweet. 6 months of free pod, iPod, you
junk.
Know what they are.
Yeah.
Refurb. hey, they're free.
That's
free is
right.
good for me. That's what
that's
I say.
That's right. So don't forget to put that in your signature.
Yep, all the details are in the podcast section. It's stickied to the top.
You betcha.
And if you do it wrong, we'll come and beat the crap out of you. I got to get more of this coffee.
Yeah.
I like it. I dig it. That's good.
You seem pretty lit up.
I'm a happy dude.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because this weekend is the big UFC fight.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I don't follow UFC, so you'll have to tell me more about it.
Well, it's two guys getting in the ring or in the octagon and they... beat the shit out of each other until one's either unconscious or just says, I can't take it
bloody
anymore.
Pulp?
Yeah, it's all in good sportsmanship, though.
Okay.
Lots of high fives and hugs afterwards. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, manly stuff.
Well.
That's it. That's all the news I got. Everything
I'll
else
stick
has
to
been,
hockey for me.
Well, yeah. It's not during a hockey game, I don't think.
It is a late hockey game this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Well, there
starting
you go.
At 10.
I picked the wrong one. The
Wings are playing on the West Coast.
Sweet. Against?
Calgary and Edmonton.
Ooh.
Friday and Saturday.
Shoot, have to TiVo one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can tell, there's nothing much else to talk about.
Yeah.
Things have been awfully dry. Hopefully that we'll get some new Camaro news and have something else to talk about other than coffee.
Oh, we got lots more up our sleeves. Lots more.
There we go. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up since things have gotten awfully kind of lame right now.
Okay.
So, as usual, everybody, thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Eat the turkey, drink the beer, watch the football game later.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.